In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are some phrases that our Lord says in the Gospel that you should take really special note of. One of them that occurs frequently is some version of this: "Thy faith hath made thee whole." It is said today to one man who was healed out of 10. It's not a very good percentage. One leper came back to the Lord after his healing and gave thanks, and the other 9 did not. And only one was praised by the Lord in this way: "Thy faith hath made thee whole." The Lord actually asked this question: "Where are the 9? So let us see what this faith is and what we should be doing, because, of course, this is an example for us of how we should live. All of the Gospel is an example. All of the Gospel, whether it's the stories of the Gospel, the parables, or the events, all of it is supposed to get you to think about yourself, to change. Now, the 10 lepers all had some measure of faith, because the Lord gave them a very peculiar command. They come up to him, and they're praying this simple prayer, which we also pray, basically the Jesus prayer: "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." They knew that he could heal, and they prayed to him in a simple way. That showed faith. And also persistence, which is part of faith, because they were afar off, because they couldn't be near him because they were unclean, and there were probably people that were trying to get him to shut up. So all 10 had faith. And they also showed their faith, all 10 of them, by the fact that when the Lord said, "Go, show yourselves to the priest," they went. Now, there is only one reason for a leper to show himself to the priests: if he's healed. Otherwise, the priest won't see him, the priest won't touch him, the priest will not let him enter into the temple. And these were unhealed lepers, and we know this because it says, "As they were going, it came to pass that they were cleansed." This is similar to when the man who had no eyes, he said, "Go wash," and in the pool of Siloam, and you'll be cleansed. Well, he went there without eyes, he washed, and he was able to see. But here, the Lord, there's no indication that the Lord told them that he would heal them. He just said, "Go show yourself to the priests." Now, perhaps they thought, well, if he's telling us to do that, we must be healed before we get there. But still, it took a lot of faith for all 10 of them. But only one of them was singled out as having faith that had made him whole. All of them were healed of their leprosy, but only one was made whole. So what is different about this one? His faith was that he did something after he was healed. He had thanksgiving. He had thankfulness. You've heard it said before that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Well, I think the Christian version of that would be: imitation is the sincerest form of thankfulness. And the one we are imitating is our Lord Jesus Christ. So he goes to worship the Lord Jesus Christ, to offer his thanks, and the Lord says that because of his faith he has been made whole. Now, this is a rather simple thing, but in our life, it doesn't happen too often. We have to cultivate thankfulness in our life. It's not always an easy thing to do. It doesn't always come naturally, because a lot of times we are rather self-interested people. We think about ourselves, and we have troubles. Maybe we even think about other people, and we think about all the troubles in our life and all the difficulties we have. And we all have many, many difficulties. But we must be thankful. Now, some people are thankful by saying thanks. I've always sort of had a mutant gene that doesn't really care about that and doesn't really, per se, say thanks to people very much. I want to say thanks by how I live. I think that's what we must do with the Lord. The Lord will hear our thanks if we thank Him in our prayers. But the Pharisee thanked Him. And he didn't go away from the temple justified. So just thanking the Lord does not justify you. You have to live with thankfulness. And I think living with thankfulness is that we imitate the Lord. And that we struggle to live according to the commandments. We show our thankfulness in our loyalty to the Lord. That's what true thankfulness is. And that will save us. I've told you before this little saying that I have. If you can't stop sinning, at least be kind. I suppose a good addition to it would be, if you cannot stop sinning, at least be thankful. And show your thanks by how you live. Show your thanks by actually bothering to pray. Show your thanks by forgiving your brother because your Lord forgives you. Show your thanks by thinking of others and not of yourself. If we do this, then our heart changes. Things that were hard are not hard any longer. Things that bothered us, that caused us so much anxiety and to be so ill at ease, they're not so important anymore. Because we're filled with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is not so much what you say, it's how you live. And this parable, excuse me, it's not a parable, this story, but it can be taken as a parable too. It can be taken as an example of how to live. But it's a true story. This story shows us that we must be like the 1 out of 10. It shows us the numbers. It shows us there aren't that many people that are truly thankful to the Lord. Other parables and stories show that too. The 10 virgins, only 5 were saved. The wheat and the tares, much that is in the field gets burned and is not saved. The way is broad that leads to hell, and it's narrow that leads to salvation. And on that narrow road, you must cultivate thankfulness by the way you live, by the things you say, by the person you are. That proves that you're thankful. The Lord is going to ask that question. Where were the 9 in the next life? We should not be among those 9. Most people will be among the 9. But we must be among the 1. And our thankfulness will make us whole. I know we have lots of sins. Some of us have sins that we just can't get rid of. Some of us have sins, let's be honest, that we don't even want to get rid of too much yet. Some of us have a lot of troubles with laziness. We don't read the scriptures much. Our prayer is haphazard. All kinds of things that are part of the human condition. God will forgive all of these things. But He will not forgive us not struggling in repentance against them. And because the Lord has done so much for us, we should be motivated, this engine should be within us, of thankfulness that causes us to struggle for the gospel. It's worth it. And thankfulness is a very powerful, powerful virtue. We must struggle to maintain it. If it doesn't come naturally to you, then you must find ways to show thankfulness. by reaching out to your brother, by praying for your brother, by forgiving your brother and sister, by thinking not of yourself but of others. You do those things and you start to change. So let's emulate this Samaritan who was thankful and whose faith made him whole. May God bless you and help you in all things.